In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
All right, Turkey Bowl tomorrow on WIP. If you're in a prayer, say a prayer for us. Because somehow we got to, you know, make it a good broadcast. And
got some homework to do tonight, huh?
James, just get ready to point. It's number 28, Smith. It's Smith. Or Jackson or Jones or something like that. Now, we'll do a pretty good job tomorrow. Notice I didn't say a truly spectacular job. We'll lean in.
We will do a serviceable job.
Well, I hope we're a little better. What do you say? We're Willie Green?
Yeah, I'm just following your lead, buddy.
We're a shooting guard that should really be a bench player. I mean, come on now. All right, so Turkey Bowl tomorrow at 7 o'clock. Be tuned if you get a chance. And we really do, all jokes aside, we look forward to featuring Camden Catholic and Paul the Sixth. Also, Saquon, let's get to this reality. So MVP odds. John, I got them stacked up here. A couple different odds that are out. Different books. And so, for the most part, Saquon is third for MVP probability, I guess you'd call it. So, Josh Allen 1, Lamar Jackson 2, and in a lot of spots, Saquon 3, but in some spots, it is Jared Goff 3. So, the way it's ranked is generally Josh Allen clearly 1, Lamar 2, Saquon normally 3, Goff normally 4, although that flips sometimes, Mahomes 5, and then you fall off a cliff. Then you get to Justin Herbert and you got Jalen. Well, it's pretty far down. Justin Herbert and some, Jalen and some, Burrow, blah, 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 blah. Basically, so what the heck happened to Derrick Henry? He's just not getting the running back love because...
No running backs get love. This Saquon thing is miraculous. It's because he had this unbelievable game on national television. But again, running back, this is so unique. Running backs don't... Again, up until prior to that last game, he was behind Sam Darnold. Heading into the Rams game, he was behind Sam Darnold.
Think about someone who bet it a week ago.
I know. It was like the odds were way out there.
The power of the only game that's playing for the entire nation.
Well, that helps. But it's not.
There are a lot of guys who would talk about that above all else, guys. Hey, it's Monday night. Hey, it's Sunday night. Hey, guys, it's the only game.
Look, Sirianni talked about it in his locker room speech. He said everyone saw it.
There are players who are motivated by this idea more than any other. I'm telling you, this is the big time. This is the bright lights.
I will say.
This is as close to the Super Bowl or the postseason as you can get.
It used to be a bigger deal, though, because it used to basically be only Monday Night Football. Now you got Thursday games, you got Thanksgiving, you got three of them, you got the Saturday games at the end of the year, you got Sunday Night. I don't know when Sunday Night Football started, but it's a way bigger deal than it used to be. NBC's done a wonderful job. Remember, it used to be on TNT with Mike Patrick and...
Oh my
God! I didn't remember that.
Remember that guy?
No, I totally forgot about that.
I told you the story of when I fumbled.
I think I went with hockey, Mike Patrick. Wasn't he a hockey guy too?
That's a different guy, I think. Yeah. But anyway, I'm sorry, John. Go ahead.
When I was a rookie and I fumbled up at the Kingdome,
yes,
in Seattle, that was Sunday Night Football.
Well, the good news is no one saw it because no one used to watch Sunday Night Football.
Really?
Well, sort of.
That would be good.
Joking a little bit.
It was embarrassing. I fumbled the ball to Darryl Ashmore, our right tackle, who recovered it in the end zone. So I thought it was all good.
It was an assist.
I thought it was no big deal.
Sure.
And then apparently a lot of people did watch.
A lot more people
did watch than I realized, and it was more of a deal for Gruden.
I get it. All right, phones we go. Time's yours coming up in about 10 minutes or so. Mike in Brewery Town right now. Mike, good morning, pal.
Morning, guys. How's everybody?
Doing well, Mike.
Excited about the birds, Mike.
What's that?
Very excited about the birds is my answer to how I'm doing.
I love to hear that. So I'll tell you, I called in a few weeks ago before the Washington game, and I was one of the few people that were like, I don't know. You know, I'm not 100% sold on the Eagles being Super Bowl contender. And, man, was I wrong. You know, and I'm a man to admit when I'm wrong, and I was completely wrong. I mean, obviously, the defense.
So was I. So was I, Mike.
Like, you know, and I feel good about being wrong. Now, obviously, as a Philly fan of any sport, I always have, you know, that in the back of my mind of just bad things that can happen, like BG. You know, that's really going to hurt us. I definitely believe that. Yeah. But, you know, I am going on record today. And I'm the complete opposite as I was a few weeks back. And I'm Super Bowl or bust. I think that's where I'm at right now. Like, I just don't know if after this year we could look this pretty and play this well and be this tight niche, you know, over the next few years, you know? So I think
they can be, Mike. I do. I don't see something that's so dramatic. Like, that would, you know, anything can happen, obviously, but I think they're in a pretty good spot. Look, the thing that amazes me and how he deserves an incredible amount of credit, and I don't know how he does it. How do you, so often, they had it in 22, they had it in 17, they have it again. How do you have so many good players all on the same team in a salary cap world? And it's not like it's rookie, like 17 rookie QB contract, 22 rookie QB contract. How do you have Hurts signed, Saquon signed, all these great offensive linemen?
Well, part of it is Jeffrey Lurie spends more money than any other owner.
With the signing bonuses?
Yeah. So they had that list that came out. It was like a year ago. It was the last decade, the amount of money owners had spent on contracts, like outside of the salary cap. Extra money. And Lurie was easily number one.
Well,
easily.
Look, good for him. And because, Mike, the Eagles are, it's almost like they not break NFL rules, break norm. When I say rules, like they're paying two wide receivers, they're paying a tight end. They're paying a running back all on a second or third contract in their career. Quarterback's got a huge deal. Now, the defense obviously is less than some other defenses.
Yeah,
but
it doesn't feel like
you still have Slay gets paid. I mean, BG last year at least made money, not as much this year. But
You know, I wonder if they're like a 70-30 split between offense and defense.
Like
maybe 80-20.
Yeah, I think it's got to be something like that.
Tackles,
and the linebackers aren't getting paid. Jalen Carter's not getting paid big money. Not yet.
Right. So, it might be even greater than 70-30.
We'll have to ask that to Elliot. It could be 80-20. It could be more. It could be. That's wild. All right, Mike, give me a great answer in addition to a show.
Yeah, and wait, one last thing, if you don't mind.
Sure.
I feel like I haven't heard a lot of people talk about it too much, but how about that battle between Mailata and the
dude? That was nuts, man. You know, I give that guy credit for being small and knocking him over. That was almost
shocking to watch.
It was shocking.
It was shocking. I was like, wait, and they did the replay. I'm like, oh my God, he really like bowled him over there.
He must have caught him in a moment
it
with
looked
some
like he wasn't,
balance
didn't,
off.
Exactly.
He had
he
to.
He wasn't set.
Had to have.
Oh, it was so good. But anyway, I'll give you guys my character. I'm actually going to, Dr. Gina took my thunder, but I'm going to one-up Dr. Gina, and I'm going to go with this character came in, not as a replacement, but just as a new whole new narrative, Frasier in Cheers.
Oh, yeah,
big
Frasier,
answer.
Season 3. Yeah, and why it works so good was the psychologist element. Him being able to evaluate the other patrons at Cheers, and that was season 3. That was a big one right there. All right, Twitter poll question of the day brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Red tag bonus cash on every new Armin Chevrolet Equinox and soon. Together, let's drive to Armin Chevrolet. Visit ArminChevy.com. All right, John, the poll question. MVP, as of now, between Saquon, Josh Allen, Lamar, and Patrick Mahomes, how do you think, John, people vote it?
Lamar, Patrick Mahomes. So it's Patrick Boy, I just don't know how this would be split up.
I'm shocked that you're struggling so much.
Me too.
We're not in Baltimore, Kansas City, or Buffalo. I mean, let me just say
Is it really that biased?
86% Saquon.
Oh, my gosh. I did not expect it.
No one else got more than 10%. Yeah, wow. No.
I thought there would be, for some reason, more of a quarterback bias because there has historically been. I mean, the quarterback hasn't won it since 2012.
But it was not who will win. We didn't ask who will win. We said who should win. Yeah.
Here's where this poll would be more interesting, national today. You know, if this is done across the nation today, and I don't know what the results would be. I mean, Josh Allen's leading probability, so maybe it'd be him. Yeah. Anyway, Saquon 86, Josh Allen 9, Lamar 4, and Patrick Mahomes 1%. So,
well, great. Wow.
Pretty well.
That's outstanding.
Pretty incredible
Mahomes
results.
Gets a 1% vote.
Yeah, but don't discount that guy. I mean, he's Mahomes. All right, let's go. Maybe not so much for MVP, but just this season.
He could very well still win the Super Bowl.
Don't discount Patrick Mahomes when it comes to winning Super Bowls. Okay, thanks.
Who's the last to win three in a row in sports? The four main sports, the last to win three in a row.
Was it Shaq and Kobe?
Probably is. Let's figure this out.
Because the Giants never—they won each other.
All right, football, it hasn't happened in the Super Bowl era.
Baseball, it's definitely the Yankees at the end of the 90s. That's the last time it happened.
That's right.
Sure.
And then hockey.
Tampa Bay won 2. I think they got to a third, but I don't think they won it, right?
3 in a row. My God, it might be the Islanders in the early 80s.
I think.
Because Gretzky got broken up 84, 83,
and
84,
Pittsburgh
85.
Only won 2 in a row with Lemieux.
Yep. Crosby didn't do it. Wow. I don't think Detroit did it. Jersey didn't do it. Okay. Wow. Boy, the Islanders of the early 80s, that's a forgotten all-time
forgotten
team.
Forgotten. LaFontaine. I mean,
not LaFontaine.
What? Not LaFontaine.
LaFontaine. Get that out of
here. Wasn't he on that team?
Come on. Dennis Potvin. Know your history. Mike Bossy.
Mike Bossy.
Come on, man. Let's go to Dan in Williamstown. Dan, sometimes they got a school seltzer, and he knows a lot.
Well, but they're a forgotten team. That's the reason.
But, Dan, it goes to show you the greatness of who, Dan?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. It's better
over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Dana Carvey and David Spade here.
You might know our podcast, Fly on the Wall, featuring guests from across the entertainment industry.
We decided to do a spinoff called Superfly, and it's fun. It's just two of us riffing on current events, pop culture, catching up, impressions.
Joe, Trump's trying to be a dictator.
Yeah, it's bump on the tater tots.
Joe, no.
Listen to and follow Superfly on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Hello, Dan.
The hammer. Good morning, guys. What's up? How are you guys?
What's up, buddy?
So I just wanted to start off by saying Brandon Graham, man, what a grown man. You know what I mean? What a grown man.
Yep.
Very awesome humble, guy, very man. Gentle, very grateful to have him here in Philadelphia. And maybe for another year, hopefully.
Agreed.
I feel optimistic on that front, Dan. Like, I of course, no one knows for sure. No one, he doesn't even know, but man.
I think he will.
The way he played this year, he had a lot left.
young pup. He's a young pup. My dad sees him every weekend. My dad works the games and always talks to Brandon Graham. He always takes time out for my dad, talks to him. He's a good guy.
That's so so true.
Yep.
Beautiful.
Yeah, so I wanted to say about the Ravens last night. I watched that game. I honestly think they are a tier below us. I don't think they have the weapons we have. I watched the game last night. I think it's they play very sloppy, and they get very lucky. A couple of them touchdowns were luck.
I like that they have a short week. I like that it feels like while they have speed on the outside, I like that we have youth and speed also. You know,
and they have a couple injuries too. So you know, I think we take care of them. I mean, it's going to be a tight game, but I think we're a tier above them, guys. I also think that
their defense is not. When you look at some of the statistics on the Eagles, like, man, we are racking them up.
Yeah,
like seven games this season, we've allowed 20 points or less. Four games this season, we've allowed under 300 total yards. That's crazy stuff. The Ravens, their defense, they're average. Their defense is nowhere. It's not like it normally is in Baltimore, which is sort of surprising. They've got the running quarterback who's amazing. They've got a running back who is bigger and stronger and faster than everyone. It feels similar to the build in our offense to some degree, but their defense is nowhere close to ours.
Their offense don't have weapons like we do. I mean, I think their number one receiver would be easy number two on our team.
Or three.
Besides that,
I'd take them. I would love to have them for a three.
All right, Dan, give me an answer. Great addition to a show.
Danny DeVito when he came to Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Great answer. That's a great answer.
How far into it is that?
Second season. Second.
Wow. See, I didn't know that because I know he's a big character in that.
He watched the show the first season. He saw it and he was like, I have to be a part of that. And he
did
reached
he really?
Out, yeah, he reached out to the guys and said, I want to be a part of it. Yeah.
That is a holy cow. All right, I like it. All right, with that, let's do what we do every single day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
All right, time's yours. It's brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
Just watched our next opponent in the Ravens. And yes, Lamar Jackson, Derrick Henry is Derrick Henry. But our birds are on a roll. And this Ravens team, it is a good team, but they can be beaten. Time's yours.
Well, they can be beaten for sure. But I will tell you, they may be in the same tier as the Eagles. They might not be, but I don't take this game lightly at all. I mean, the Ravens are a very good football team.
A lot of discussion over the station about preserving Saquon, his touches, and he's one of the main reasons why we're winning. That's why he's getting all these touches, is because he makes spectacular things happen, and we score points. So I don't want to limit those to win games that we haven't played in the future and not worry about the NFC title game or Super Bowl right now. So keep feeding him the rock.
Look, it's to be considered. I'm not saying what you're saying is crazy talk, but, you know, what I'm saying is also not crazy talk because you don't want to see him be at his worst at the end of the year.
Yeah, I just want to call in and say, you know, how fortunate I am to have been born in Philadelphia and be a lifelong Philadelphia fan, aside from the Sixers. The Eagles organization is unbelievable. I mean, how many organizations can lose a Hall of Fame center and possibly Hall of Fame defensive tackle in the same offseason and not skip a beat? It's unbelievable. Proud to be a Philadelphian, no doubt.
All right, let me ask this question. Does Howie have a chance, despite the Bryce Huff thing, of another executive of the year?
Yes.
You think he's...
Because of the Saquon thing. I think the Saquon thing is such a big story. I mean, he was the biggest acquisition of the offseason.
Yeah.
You know, even though
money-wise, it was chump change.
Totally.
I mean
Derrick Henry
guy,
got a one-year deal in Baltimore. Derrick Henry, I think, was like a one-year deal with like an option.
Yeah.
But older. But I'm just saying, like, those are probably the two best acquisitions of the offseason.
If Bryce Huff doesn't play the rest of the year, maybe Howie will hope nobody remembers.
Exactly right.
Brandon Graham, what can you say about the guy? You overcame the boos early on. You had Pro Bowl years. You made the most important play in the history of our franchise. Then you continue to play at a high level. And then this happens, and you're the one putting your arms around us saying, it's going to be all right. You're one special man. bro. Love you.
Well said.
Very well said. And he did accept the hug, John. I had to hug him.
Yeah.
I went in gentle. You know, I didn't want to hurt him.
You went in gentle.
I'm sure he appreciates your gentleness.
The gentle hammer.
Yeah.
Is that it, James? That's all you got? All right, with that.
Oh, man.
Time's yours. We shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
And I know I pack a punch. I am, after all,
the hammer!
But, you know, I got to look out, you know, for our guy here. Yeah, be careful with him.
One thing on the Ravens thing with, like, the over, you know, oh, we're so much better ever.
Yep.
So Lamar Jackson lost his first two games ever against NFC teams. Since then, he's 23-1 against NFC opponents in his career.
Yeah.
23-1 against the NFC. It's pretty wild.
That is really incredible. And he's fun to watch. He's a very fun player to watch. He's so unconventional. You know, and he's improved as a passer. He's still not great at it, but he's improved a lot as a passer and as a runner. I mean, him and Vic are the two best of all time. Who's better, John? They're different styles.
Good question.
Vic or Lamar for best running QB ever?
Lamar's a better quarterback, I think we could say now at this point.
I would agree with that totally. Totally agree with that.
Mike Vic was at a real disadvantage in my mind being left-handed, and I'm left-handed.
Why?
I personally despise catching a left-handed pass.
It's got to look very different. Every ball you're ever thrown is right. There's so few lefties.
I hear that you get used to it, and it just, there's just a period of adjustment, and everything else is fine. Yeah. But, man, it just feels like it's not quite as easy for everyone else when you're a lefty. There are times where it would throw me off. You know, the ball is, it's just spinning the wrong way.
Well, that was,
and you account for it with the way that you catch. And it's just when you've done it 20 years one way, it's just sort of weird.
Well, that was one of Belichick's theory with having a left-handed punter.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, he wanted a punter that it would
a difference.
Yeah, wild.
He would only use a left-footed punter because he felt like, hey, if it gives us any advantage at all, it could cause one muffed punt because a guy is not used to catching it spinning the wrong way.
So, James, I need an answer. Vic or Lamar? Vic, I think, was better galloping. Lamar is better between the tackles.
I think that's what it is. I mean, I think Vic was probably faster at, like, top-end speed.
I agree.
But I think Lamar, I mean, I feel like I've seen more Lamar runs where I'm like, wow, how did he kind of maneuver his way through that?
He did one last night that was, like, ridiculous. You're like, where is he? All of a sudden, he's in the end zone.
He goes in between people.
Yes.
You know? And
he's shiftier than Vic was.
Vic went around people more. All right, we need to come up with a winning answer. Man, this is not going to be easy. For best edition of the show.
I'm thinking about the answers. I don't know how we pick
them. All right, so after season one, when someone is added to a show, and we've got great answers today.
No Sam McKinney from Different Strokes.
Mr. D!
That's right, Joe.
All right, Newman from Seinfeld. The Night King from Game of Thrones. Leon Black from Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Newman's really good.
I mean, I think Leon
Black.
Leon's big. We got the Kirstie Alley answer in Cheers, Rebecca Howe. We've got Frank Costanza's big.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
Ralph Cifarelli's big. Colonel Potter's big.
Man, these are great
Frasier's big. And the Danny DeVito character.
Frasier.
Poldemar, James?
Yeah, I honestly don't even know what to say here. I'm going to vote for that one. Yeah, exactly.
Let's figure it out tomorrow. We'll figure it out tomorrow through everyone voting, and we'll assess, and you'll assess, and we'll ultimately have a winning answer. All right, Turkey Bowl tomorrow, Sirianni on our program tomorrow, and a lot more as well, which includes Ron Jaworski and more. Everyone, excuse me, not Jaws, Ross Tucker and more tomorrow. Everyone have a spectacular rest of the day. Soak in this Saquon thing. You know, stuff like this doesn't happen often. This is one of the really high times of the player ever.
We should feel
in Philly
very,
sports.
Very fortunate.
I agree,
really.
Man. I agree.
We are the envy of the other 31 teams.
Might be the best season any Philadelphia athletes had since Grover Cleveland 1915. Look it up. That's Alexander Seltzer. Just look that guy up sometime when you get a chance. Have a wonderful rest of the day. Joe and Hugh are up next. By the way, if you missed the Brandon Graham interview, I strongly encourage you. Check it out on the Odyssey app. He was amazing. It's going to be worth it. You checking it out. Have a great rest of the day. Joe and Hugh are up next.